Welcome to Voice Rising with Kara Johnstad. Enjoy weekly conversations with leading luminaries, pioneering visionaries, singers, poets, musicians, and sound healers as we explore the profound role our voice plays on the path to self-realization and global enlightenment. The internationally acclaimed singer, composer, author, healer, recording artist, voice expert, creator of Voice Your Essence, and founder of the School of Voice, Kara Johnstad, uses her extraordinary spiritual gifts to empower others. Everything in this world vibrates. Everything has a frequency. A pioneer in the field of voice work and transformational songwriting. Her breakthrough methods are helping thousands of people worldwide fine-tune their body-mind-spirit system and unlock the energetic frequencies of limitless creativity, health, and abundance. Share your voice, ask your questions, join in the conversation. Receive life-changing, positive transformation and rise together to create a sound world. And here's your host, Kara Johnstad.
Hello, everybody. Welcome today to Voice Rising. With me in studio is the sound therapist, singer, musician, composer, and author, Gita Ben-David. Gita graduated from the Royal Danish Academy of Music in Copenhagen in 1987, and there she majored in classical saxophone and then went on to study classical Indian singing with Mangala Tiwari in India. And she also trained in regression therapy as a regression therapist. She studied musical therapy, a mode of healing developed by Master Jose. And she has authored now over 9 books, I believe, and 10 CDs. She has a new one coming out. But first of all, we're going to talk about the one that she just released, which is called The Ultimate Book on Vocal Sound Healing. And it basically is bringing together a trilogy of her books, The Note from Heaven, Regressive Cell Singing, and I believe Vocal Sound Healing. She's going to tell us more. So welcome, Gita, to the show today.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure for me and honor also.
Yeah. Very, very nice. Gita, you have really a life work. We see that you started out studying music. You have gone into, you know, Indian singing. You were in India, sound healing, regression therapy. And now after all these many years of working and listening and tuning in, you've developed a method that releases traumas by embracing somatic experiences with devoted song. I mean, we all know that this is a very big topic in the moment, is trauma. How can we even get in touch with the blockages in our body? How can we release them in a way such as simply by tuning in to our song or by listening to a song that's in tune with our energetic system? So can you define the term trauma and then help us to really see the path that you're on and what your vision is with your work?
Thank you very much, Sarah. There are like 2 ways you could attack this, because sometimes people are just sick and have no power to release themselves. Mm-hmm. And in that case, that somebody would be very, very stressed and hardly could breathe, I would sound heal them. I would call it sound scanning, because what I do when I do the sound scanning, I'm listening for the body and I'm listening for the signal that's coming out of my voice while I scan the other person's body. Mm-hmm. And that's already kind of mystical. What is that? Yeah, I don't know, but it seems like I get a signal through my voice when I would scan somebody's body, and I would know where is the trauma like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can scan also with normal notes, but I prefer to scan with the sound hung, the mm-hmm. undertones of it, because the hung is an amazing sound. I'm just exploring the quality of it, and it's opening more and more up maybe it's getting too detailed. I will take care, but I will answer.
No, it reminded me of the. I was listening to the PEMF frequencies. These kind of pulsations. These deeper pulsations. That's what it was reminding me of. I was scanning my own brain to think of. We call that in rock music vocal fry, right?
But and you can also clean your voice with it if it's an open one. But the hung, it's like hung. I noticed it because when I was in the menopause, I got kind of depressed, and I was thinking, what? I used to be a very happy person. It must be the chemicals from the endorphins that are going, you know, crazy. So I thought I was trying to balance my endocrine system, the hormones in the body. So I figured out that's the pineal gland, the hypothalamus, the pituitary. That's a trio that will tell all the other glands in the body or the endocrine glands what to do. And then the brain, and it's shaped like a bird's head almost, up there, that's how I see it. So the pineal gland is in the back of the neck of the bird's head, in the center of the brain. And then I was just playing around. I thought, I can't do that. Maybe I can. Why not? And I tried different sounds, and I found that the hung sound, I would think hung, it started my voice all the time to do this purring-like sound, like a cat purr or a bee's hum. And then I started drifting away, and I felt, oh, this is doing something really nice. And, okay, so if that was how I found that sound, because I figured out I could balance myself with it. I could just go into the glands with this sound, and I didn't shift the note or anything. It's just very mechanical sound. So it seems like it's like a fire sound, or I also think it's like, you would say it's centripetal sound, like that's like the it's going like in spiral, but inwards, like it's drilling.
But it sounds also like you're creating a sound in the vocal folds, and at the same time, you probably have the back of your tongue in the NG position. So this is pressing against the pineal and the third eye area.
Yeah.
So it's connecting the fifth chakra and the sixth chakra and aligning, bringing this into alignment, right? The system into alignment. That's what it sounds
like. Oh, Tara, I get so, you know, I'm so grateful that you can follow me. You know,
yeah.
I'm so happy for this because I figured out that also the top of the nasal cavity. Actually, it's, you know, there's also in some of the, I think it's the Gospel of Thomas that Jesus is quoted to say, put your light in the top of the mountain and let it shine for everybody. So that is meaning that if the mountain could be inside your head also, and there's certain sounds that will connect you to that top of that mountain inside.
Well, also, if you think of how the heart palate is formed, it is also like a cathedral or maybe a mountain.
Yeah.
I mean, if we could. Yeah, exactly. Beautiful.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, so if you have somebody come to you and they're very, very exhausted and they're very burned out, then you would do sound scanning and use music and tones to recharge, because nobody can heal without having energy, right? I think that is something very critical, that people try to detox or they try to heal, but they don't have energy. We need to have energy before we can
before we can
heal.
Yeah, and the sound is energy. It's a more rough energy than the healing, the light of the healing, when you just to give it with a hand, but it can be combined. And for example, I would do like, if somebody had one that came to a course and I thought she should never have participated, she looked like gray in the head and she could hardly speak. She was so stressed. So I just started up first. I go for her solar plexus because she couldn't breathe. And that's the gate, you can say, for the breath and also between the earth and spiritual world. And it was totally locked there. So I couldn't even ask her what's her problem, because she would just burst into tears and things. So I started just healing her with this undertone. So that's one of the entrances to take a trauma. So I started with this. And now if I would do it on the phone on somebody that had a trauma, it would start to say, I will just see if I can know somebody that could have that. I can just tune into them. Yeah, I'll do that. It would say like that. I can't do this mm-hmm. otherwise if I don't think about somebody that could have a problem. I just do it again. If it, so it's like an alarm sound. And it's just coming if there's a trauma. And I cannot do anything.
It sounds like a fifth. A quinta.
Yeah. It's jumping. It's jumping like a car that can't drive, you know?
Yeah.
And in the beginning, I thought, oh, this is too ugly. But then I knew that, okay, here we have a problem. Sometimes the undertones, that's just the straight energy, just give it a rough energy, can make the, let's say that it's like a river in the body that it's stuck there. Because the flow was, you know, the reason why the solar plexus often is stuck when you have a trauma is because that we have the fight, freeze, flight. Reaction.
Response.
And then it will cut all the blood flow to the digestion system because you have to survive an alarm situation.
Right.
And then you also will sometimes have the solar plexus stuck after because the body still think it has an alarm situation,
mm-hmm.
even
mm-hmm.
it's over and it's stuck there. So what I would do first, I would just try to see if I can loosen up the solar plexus with this woman. And I did it in that case, she was just like, she could breathe all of a sudden because energy will loosen up. And then she could cry, and then she could talk. And then the next step would be, then we'll have to make an agreement about what are we working with, if she will not be too upset with a cry, but that we could have, that she will say, she has a wish, I like to work with this and that, because that we won't cross her boundaries. So she would say, I wish to, for example, transform the root cause. We always have to have the root cause in it if we want to go deep. I would like to transform the root cause of the reason I don't feel good enough or the reason for something, you know,
mm-hmm.
deep
mm-hmm.
one. And then when we have that question, we also would have some trigger words. What could trick you?
Mm-hmm.
Got into that. And that's only to keep them to the trauma. But if she is already
in the trigger, with the trigger words, or is it often... I mean, this is a very very important question. We all come to the earth with a very open channel, which is very able to express our needs. And at some point, this channel starts closing. I mean, there are many you know, theories of why, but it's pretty amazing that one of the greatest fears for many people is public speaking or singing. There are many, many people who are absolutely not only holding trauma in their body, but are traumatized by even the thought of singing in front of somebody or singing to their body, or which we all had. If anybody watches children, they're all connected to their voice and movement, right? So the first thing would be to release trauma, but is the goal in the end to bring the people back to finding their own voice and releasing also the shame? Maybe would the trigger words be things like you're not worthy or shame on you you're never gonna amount to anything?
You're totally right. It is to get the true voice out of people, because there's nobody that don't have this connection to oneness. We're all one up there.
Mm-hmm.
And this oneness, we can connect to the experience of oneness when we open our voice to that state. And that sounds, again, a little bit maybe strange, but when you sing from the bottom of yourself and set yourself free, like the children that you exactly the children, I love to hear them when they have these sharp, clear voices. They just give the full power out. I'm trying, it's like to be giving birth, actually, to help somebody giving birth, it's get that voice out of people.
Well, they say, they do say that you know, at least as women, but I would say the same as men, that we're able to, you know, create a child with our, you know, with, how do you say, with the, you know, in the womb, we're able to gestate and carry a child, but with the throat, we're able to give birth to the soul. So many people say that the throat is the place where we give birth to our truth and to our true essence.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Mm. Yes, because also the cavity of the mouth, some people say that it's the same as down at the womb.
Yeah.
And I get birth myself by singing the second time, because I was then putting myself in some circumstances that I could sing. And I just sing, because that's the open surrendering vowel. And that will open down there. And the pain disappeared so much that I didn't feel. I mean, I sang loud, and the midwife, she was saying, "Oh, could you stop just a moment?" You know, at the end, and then because we needed to check how far I was, and in that moment, the pain came because I stopped, and I almost kicked her, because the head was on its way out, and I couldn't even feel it because I was singing, and so he was sang out in 1 hour. And the former, my first boy, it took me, 24 hours. So that was another story.
So
I can recommend singing because of this.
Yeah, we recommend singing for everything. And I think it's interesting that, for example, children naturally, when they do hurt themselves, they say, you know, they make a tone.
Yeah.
And if we suppress this and repress, you know, our sound, we are often taught, it's okay, don't worry about it, you know, you don't need to be so loud, it's okay, you know. But naturally, I was interviewing John Beaulieu, I think he's also an amazing guy, and he was talking about how they were healing schizophrenia from humming. So the people that were schizophrenic, they would be rocking and making the humming sounds, and they realized that this humming was, you know, bringing the integration needed into their body. So when they they were able to sound and rock at the same time, that they were in a much better place for healing, which is powerful. So that brings us to voice medicine. Let's take a short break, Gitte. Let's take a very short break before
that.
I go into the next question, okay?
Thank you very much.
Okay, all right.
Bye.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
With happy clients all over the world, Kara Johnstad knows that your voice is the missing link to more authenticity, abundance, creativity, and health. An internationally acclaimed voice expert, Kara's breakthrough methods have helped thousands of people successfully heal their voice wounds and extinguish the story of self-doubt and shyness forever. Join in group trainings, attend online sessions, schedule one-on-one time, and invite Kara to work with your organization and community. Get started today. Go to www.karajohnstad.com and receive a special guided meditation designed to fine-tune your inner voice and welcome you on the voice journey.
This is Kathy Beal, host of Celestial Compass, featuring astrology you can use. Celestial Compass points you to what's going on in the sky and what you can do with it down here on Earth. We also explore fun, effective, and cosmic tools for navigating this adventure we call life. Join me the first and third Monday of the month at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for Celestial Compass, It's enlightening, entertaining, and empowering.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Welcome back to Voice Rising. Today I'm with sound therapist, singer, musician, composer, and author Gitte Ben David, whose new book, The Ultimate Book on Vocal Sound Healing, is a very important contribution to the emerging field of voice medicine, and it guides us back to our innate power to experience oneness and live in vibrant harmony, which is really what I think all of us want to be doing. So, Gitte, that brings us actually to voice medicine. We've already, you know, dived pretty deeply into giving birth. We've dived deeply into what happens when someone comes with an absolutely, you know, blocked solar plexus. Yeah. I know that you work also with people that have cancer, autoimmune, often the emotional stress that we've gone through or physical stress leads to these chronic diseases. Do you see voice medicine and sound healing as the future of medicine?
Yes, I do. And I believe, I've been working for 36 years and developing all the time with this. It's my life, this sound healing and voice work. And I've been feeling, I've been moving from being a black sheep. I've been a black sheep for a very long time. People think it's strange, but they don't think it's strange when they feel it and experience it. But now it starts to be more and more accepted, also because we're in times that the hospitals can't cope with all this illness that there is. And just the last half a year, me and many of my students start to get more and more, it's like miracles, because I would not say I can explain it, because it's not been scientifically proven what's happening. Even they could easily check it, I think. But we have had many, many cases of tumors that went down. And the first one was special case. I've had many before, but I've never dared to go into it because it's too, you know, it's a hard thing to have cancer. But we had one woman coming to a course in Spain and with a tumor 8x6 centimeters in the left breast. And there was a medical doctor from Australia joining that course, and he also brought a handheld ultrasound scanner. So we thought, okay, well, it was education in sound healing, but we would just do it in the break and see if we could help this woman. And then when we did it with Merete Vestergaard and me, is one of the very good students that was with me, and we did it together. And we thought it's maybe too strange with this scanner. We're sitting looking at that picture, and it started vibrating. And we didn't know, and we could see the cells vibrating. We didn't know if it's some technical thing or it was really sound doing it. But then all of a sudden, the medical doctor said after 6 minutes, he's saying, oh, hold on, because he couldn't see the image anymore. And then he was looking and looking for it. So I said, but why? Maybe something happened. Maybe we can just touch the breast to see if it's got softened. And we asked if we could do that. And she said, yes. And it was gone. It was like collapsed.
And we were like amazed.
We were amazed about it. We can't know if it's happening for everybody. We can't know why it happened. It's not always happening so fast. But we did some chromatic movement with the voices, and we did interference together. And maybe it's a combination of our voices. I don't know. Maybe a combination with the ultrasound. We cannot know. But she had a stage 4 cancer with a spread to the lungs and to the spine. And what was it amazing was that there was a medical doctor there, and just the day after the course, when she arrived to Ireland, this woman, she was going to a CT scan. So she couldn't have done anything else. And then they couldn't find the cancer. They couldn't find any cancer.
So which brings us it brings us also to the role that intent, our inner focused voice, plays while we are sounding or singing. We have this voice that we carry within us that is able to set an intent. And so I'm assuming that this is also plays a role in how the sound is not only given, but also received, if the person is open and gives permission, right? So for all of those listeners out there, this is a telephone call, so we can't see each other's faces while we are communicating. So it's not always so easy, but I was going to say to you, you know, with so many, and like you said, you know, there was a doctor present, but we don't have enough research with the consistency, but we do know that these things are happening. Do you think there is less research into voice medicine, even though these are, some of them are ancient practices, and we know from certain devices, also from the science of cymatics, that, you know, these are, I mean, even ultrasound, obviously, this is also sound technology, right? Do you think that it's because the voice cannot be as monetized, that laughing is free, that storytelling is free, that singing is actually free, that this is why the voice medicine and sound healing is not receiving the research funding that it actually deserves? Because it definitely, people are paying attention to nutrition. I mean, they're definitely now, you know, you see a big wave of, you know, let's try to eat our cruciferous vegetables and let's try to eat organic as much as possible. But there's not as much, maybe in the yoga scene, there's a kirtan and everything, but there's not as much awareness and money's going to the research of sound medicine. So what are your thoughts?
Anyway. Yeah. Not with the voice, anyway, because I believe it's because, as you said, that many people are very vulnerable about the voice. And same thing about, it's strange that they have measured the cat's purr and how it can heal broken bones, but they don't measure our own voice. I mean, a human voice can also heal broken bones. I've tried it that after two weeks, the fracture was gone. Several times, and the same thing with the nobody. I just wish that they would study it, that they, because they can look.
Maybe this is. I was thinking maybe this is because the scientists themselves are traumatized to sing, and so they
lose their job. If they would lose their job, or at least they wouldn't maybe think that they would like to learn to sing also. But it can do amazing things. Also, I would just come back to this with the cancer, because what I found out that the hung and this holy place inside our head, if we can place the note up there, high up inside the nasal cavity, then the focus, that's what I'm experiencing now. We can heal people overseas. We found out about it in the corona time. I didn't believe you could do this. The sound quality is not good on the phone. You can actually heal somebody in the other side of the world and just focus on the place that they say have an illness, the name, just imagine them, and then you can heal them. We've had tumors going down while doing the online education, somebody, you know, sitting in Australia, another one in Paris, and we've had tumors going down online. And I find that it's not just a matter of that people are healing or not healing. It's a matter of a great transformation of consciousness that's happening now. Because I believe the voice leads us to a transformation and lifts us up to a totally other consciousness. And I am so grateful for that.
Well, if you think of how much energy has been suppressed by millions of people not living out their their voice after they're 5, 6, 7 years old, right? So all the kids feel very free until a certain part. Yeah. So, I mean, this is an amazing, I always say, if we learned all to walk and run, and suddenly we could only, you know, limp and we were not able to walk, we would say that we have an epidemic or we have a pandemic, right? Yeah. But we've all come with a beautiful, open and in tune voice. And suddenly after 5 years, maybe six, maybe at the most seven, suddenly there many, many people lose their connection to their own free voice.
Yeah.
And it's actually an epidemic. It's actually where we are needing to understand that it's not natural to say, I'm a singer, I'm not a singer, or I can't sing. It's actually natural to say, we all can sing, right? We all came with voice.
It doesn't matter if you can't sing in tune or not. It's many times the people that have been told they sing false in the school or not in tune, then they have kept quiet so long time. And if they come to release their voice, it's like a volcano of energy coming out of them. And they can heal people like that. So much, because it's a matter of energy. It's not a matter of, and it's, of course, it's a matter of listening also. But you can learn to listen to another person's body. Even you can't sing in tune, you can do that.
Yeah, and so this brings us back also that the fifth chakra, I mean, people think it's only the throat and the voice, but it is connected to the ears, right? So share with us a little bit the difference between listening and hearing.
Yeah, the listening is that you listen into the energy field, actually.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to the overtones. You're not just hearing, is that right or wrong? You're hearing the energy of the sound. The spherical music is when the overtones and undertones are present. And for me, it's not a matter of sitting and making techniques or methods of creating over and undertones. No, it's the opposite. They're coming by themselves in a natural way when you hit the right thing. So I could try, I would just do it. I would try to scan someone's solar plexus now with a real note, and then you will hear when the right note is there.
Mm-hmm.
I do it with a U. I like the U because it's going higher up in the nasal cavity. I know you could hear that there's an overtone back on.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And that the U wanted, I went again for that person I know that have an unbalanced solar plexus. I went to try to give him the sound, tuned into him. And then the U, it was like a Y coming in, or in Danish it's U, that like it's coming in like another one that wanted to join it. And it's not that I'm conscious about it. It's just I'm seeking where will this note shine the most. And then we are getting that one. And then the body, usually the one, the receiver will know. They will feel it. Wow, something happened here. So it's not so mystical, because the other one can tell you, wow, one was doing something. Yes, it was.
And well, it is mystical. No, it is. I was just going to say it is mystical because I think, yes, the other person can feel it. But what a lot of us don't realize is that everybody, every body and everybody carries these exact overtones, and they're mathematical and they unfold in a mathematical way. And they're in all of our vowels. Mm. And the reason we don't hear them is because we're speaking quickly and at some. But the baby actually is very slowly doing know, and allowing this space, the spaciousness of language, right?
Yeah.
And you came
but
and...
But the Fibonacci sequence, it's all the mathematics. And that's why I'm also into water, because the way the water is moving, because our body is, if we take the fourth phase of water, which Gerald Pollack is mentioning, a scientist from Washington, he wrote a book about it, then our cells have gel inside us, and that's a false phase of water. And if that is counted with it, we are 99% water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And if we, and that could be the water that's vibrating when we sing, and we can make cymatics inside the water.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. You understand it. It's, I just feel it's great.
Yeah, for the exactly for those people listening, you can research cymatics. It's a beautiful science, but it looks like mandalas, or it looks like these beautiful
yes.
geometric shapes that are
yes,
in
yes.
perfect balance and in perfect
yes.
harmony, right?
Yeah. And you can reshape something that was out of balance. That's
yeah.
also what's happening when the traumas are released, that we are first taking out the thorn. That's why we ask for the bad thing. We have to find where's the tension in the body by feeding it with the trigger words.
Mm-hmm.
And then now the cat is coming, if you can hear a purr. And mm-hmm. then when you have feed it, and then the person will feel tension, the place where the karma will sit when you say the trigger words. And then you're singing in that place, and then you can feed it with a positive, the opposite. Or you can just sing for it or sing into it and express it, and then you are embracing the trauma like that and expressing it. And then the note from heaven, what I call the note from heaven, will read through, because then the truth is coming down. And that's in the note that will, you know, it the breath is getting very long. The exhalation is getting maybe 4 or 5 longer than normal, and people just sing full power.
Yeah.
And it's so yeah. beautiful. And you know this because you also work with authentic voice, I think. So it's like giving a shiver to everybody when that's happening.
Yeah,
and
people return to their heart space.
Yes,
yeah.
yes. And then exactly there, I experience that the cymatic or the shape of the cells will regain their original shape. That's what
yeah.
I think is happening. Yeah.
Beautiful. Gita, we're going to take
Sorry.
A very small, we're going to take a very short
yes.
break, and then we'll be back with
yes.
more
yeah.
on sound, vocal sound healing.
Okay.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose: to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
You came across someone struggling with hunger. How would you recognize them? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited
for summer break because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a war veteran who's having
a hard time landing a job and getting back on his feet?
I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger.
I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Voice Rising. Today I am with the sound therapist, singer, musician, composer, and author, Gita Ben-David, and her new book is entitled The Ultimate Book on Vocal Sound Healing. And we have so many questions for you today, Gita. You just mentioned the note from heaven, which
yeah.
has been your guiding star since you experienced
yeah.
This elevation. This has really been one of your main teachings in the last 36 years. It's very important, I'm sure, because everybody carries a unique note with them where they feel at home. Is that correct?
Yes, exactly. You could say that Pastor Inayat Khan, the musician, Sufi master, He is dead now, but he used to say that we all have a voice in a huge orchestra, and there's not one voice that is the same. We all have a unique voice, like a fingerprint. Yeah. And when one voice is not unfolded, it's a big loss for everybody, because we need that person in our orchestra. So I'm trying to open all the voices I can.
Yeah, and it's, very good.
And,
very
and good. It's the same thing when the sound healers that are educated in with me, that I'm looking for which results they get, because each voice has their own quality. And some voices, you know, in a certain time of their life, they will be very good with knees, maybe, or very good with cancer, or very good with something else. And then if I hear that they have many results in a certain direction, I would send people to them and I say, okay, this person had very good results. And that's all what we can say. We can't promise anything. So so I'm like collecting voices that can do different things. And I will just not be the one always healing myself, but also sending, passing on people to the students. So, yeah. I like
I think it's very important, because you're not able to treat everybody world. And also to see this as an exploration, like you said, we cannot promise. This is also, we need to put a disclaimer on the show that these are, you know, these are explorations and these are results that you've gotten. But if anybody who's suffering, they should be seeking medical attention, of course, to accompany them on the journey. Gitte, you came with a beautiful song in your pocket, and I would love our listening audience to hear your voice and to hear it's not only woo, right? It's also you also are a musician, and you also have CDs. So share with us. I mean, this is on a phone, everybody, but let's just relax and tune in to this beautiful voice.
Just a small song. And it, actually, I didn't record it yet, but it will be recorded maybe.
You are precious to me and the universe. A beautiful soul, complete as you are. You are love, unconditionally. You belong, you are free. You are precious to me and you deserve a beautiful soul, complete as you are. You are love, unconditionally. You belong. You are queen.
Nice. You are loved unconditionally. You belonged. You are free. Yeah. Of course, something that we all, unconditional love is such a powerful place to hang out, right? So what does your voice practice look like, Gitte?
My voice what?
What does your voice practice look like? Do you wake up every day and chant or tone, or do you go to the guitar?
I can tell you what I do in this time. What I do is every morning I would hum through all my meridians. And I've been doing that the last 1.5 years in order to learn them well. You know, just the basic of the meridians, because I have found that you can activate any part of your body with this hung sound. And that I started with this hung. It's a kind of boring sound, but it's doing amazing effect. So I go through my meridians with that, the basic ones, the 12 ones, and it's balancing me. So that's why I did do this time, because I was through some hard time with personally, so it helped me a lot. And I'm also passing it on to my students now, because it's a very big thing when we have somebody with a problem. Let's say they have a pain in the toe, it could be the spleen meridian, you know, then you can just check at the other places in that area of the spleen meridian, so we would know what to do much faster than to scan all the body to try to find what is the problem with the voice, you know.
You also mentioned before we went on air that one of your books that has been released most likely in Danish is also being released in English. And it has to do with sound, the ability of sound to detoxify the body. Do you want to share a little bit about this miracle that we have?
Yeah. I mean, first of all, I would say that I have been having a borreliosis, the Lyme disease, active. I had it for 7 years, not recently, but I had it, and I tried to sound heal myself free of it. What happened was that I didn't know that it was a Lyme disease then. Mm-hmm. I just didn't know what was wrong, but I had pain in my knees, started there and then to the elbow and then to the ankle. And when I was singing on it, it moved around in the body, and I got scared of it because it seemed like it moved around and it didn't disappear.
Yeah.
And because I had students, it was really urgent for me to find out how come I can't heal myself. And I found out that I actually had a lead poisoning.
Yes.
And I couldn't believe. Because I am trusting doctors. I am trusting the medical system. We can't do without them. We have to integrate our work together.
Yes.
But I couldn't believe that they talked to me like I'm crazy when I would say, could you just test me if I'm having a lead toxification? Then they start to say, oh, maybe you have some psychic problems. And I thought, what? Mm-hmm. And I found out then in the end, with the help of a doctor that didn't want to be mentioned, and also a vet, that the vets know how to detox the animals, how to do it. And I did it with real medicine, and I was cured after 7 years, where I'd been looking for what was wrong. And the problem was that the sound seems to be able to loosen the toxins in the body. It's like undertones will loosen up, shake everything, and the toxins will get released. But you need support.
You need to bind it, right? You need to bind it to either chelation or zeolite.
And this the sound can't do. That's why we had the toxicity in the body, because the body it doesn't know how to get it out. But the sound
that recirculates.
It recirculates. And that's why it was urgent for me to find out how can I support the voice work to get it released, this toxin. So one very good advice, and it's a simple one. It's not the one for the ones that have autoimmune illnesses. I believe, it's my belief, that autoimmune illnesses is because of toxins. Because they don't look for the toxins. The medical system, it's like they have a blind spot there. They don't look for the toxins in the body, not in human beings anyway. So I could imagine that the autoimmune system will attack the cells. We're talking about not blood toxins. We're talking about the ones that are stored chronically inside the cells.
And the tissues also, correct?
Yeah. So it wouldn't show in a blood test. You need to be have some DMSA or something to provoke it, you know, to provoke it out to see it in a pee, for example, test. But I did that, and one of the things you can do very simple if you want to support and you're singing, and for example, I've seen it happening regularly, that people get a diarrhea when they release a big trauma. Because the toxins that were stuck in where the tension of the body was, because the blood flow has been slow there, there's been tension, so it can't flow so free, so many toxins would be stored there. So when you release it and the blood will flow again, the toxin will be free too. We need something to take it out. And the liver is the biggest detox organ, so we would put... And that's Edgar Cayce's advice, the sleeping seer. He used to put castor oil on the liver. It's very pleasant to do it, and that's why just castor oil, a pack of it. And I also mentioned in that new book coming in, it's called Help, a personal story of how to get rid of poisons, you know. So this is the castor oil is very good. coffee enema, it's just normal things you can do. But if it's an autoimmune illness and you can support it with the singing to get it free, but then we need you have it to have it from a medical doctor, and you should be checked by a medical doctor. And I would wish that they would be there for us because we need them badly.
Yeah, I'm totally with you on this because I've been also experiencing some amazing pain in my joints, and it turned out to be heavy metals. Exactly that.
And no
doctor was able to see that. I'm sure now that I know what it is, I can go back and get the correct testing. But it's fascinating, and I think it's important that you're saying sound can, or it's your experience, that sound can loosen and release the toxins. Yeah. But then, of course, if we don't have something to bind the toxins, you know, which one can research or again go to doctors, chelation, cilantro, spirulina, I mean, thousands of things.
Yeah, yeah. But the thing is, they are mild chelators. So we have to have a very strong one. Let's say somebody having Parkinson. Marietta Vestergaard, one of my students, she's been very steadily healing somebody with Parkinson's. He started to be able to walk. He couldn't walk. He can put his own clothes. He can start to cook himself. But now he starts to have the symptoms of detoxing, burning in the feet. It's a burning sensation when you have it. And if you would tell the doctor, I told him, my feet are burning, and there were big blue spots on them, and I didn't know where they came from. He said, oh, are your feet burning? You know, like you're crazy. But that's actually a symptom of heavy metals. I had lead toxification, and that's in the joints. If you have something in the joints, usually it's lead. If it's the nervous system, and even people that are crazy or put in crazy houses, psychiatric treatment could be mercury in the nervous system.
We have a lot of environmental toxins and toxins.
Yeah.
So we're coming to the close of this wonderful show, Gitte.
Yeah.
We are, obviously, you're working very hard to open voices. You are training a new generation or the next generation of sound healers and vocal sound
Can
therapists.
I tell you just one thing?
Yes.
Before we stop, I just want to say good news I just had half an hour before this show was that one woman that I've been trying to sound heal, I've been very steady on her because she had the pancreatic cancer. Because one medical doctor told me that they can't do anything about it, really. They can just prolong the life with the chemo. And I just heard from her that they can't find any cancer. And we've just been working with the sound. So I'm so
very beautiful. We're very beautiful. So we are changing the narrative, obviously, for our planet. We are hopefully healing our collective trauma and our personal trauma. If you could leave one little golden nugget about what the voice means to you personally for our audience, what would that be?
Intuition.
Intuition. Beautiful.
I feel it's my intuition. It's been opening me to spirit. And for me, each person has their own relationship to God or what they call God. But for me, I have no doubt that we have help on the other side, and we are connected to oneness, all of us. And that's been the biggest gift of my life. I know we're one. I know we need to be humble. We need to have gratitude because we are simply love. That's what we are up there.
That brings us back to your song, right? Unconditional love.
Yeah,
and also we are free. And of course, if we have experienced this, then we lead our lives with less fear because we know there is a oneness.
Yeah.
For anybody who's interested in Gitte's work, it's Gitte with a T-H, G-I-T-H-A, Ben David, and then .dk. And DK is for Denmark because Gitte is based actually in Denmark, but does work internationally. So thank you, Gitte, so much for being on the show. Exactly.
Oh, it was such a pleasure to talk with you, Tara.
Yeah, it's good work. We're all creating a sound world, and we're all making sure that this world is in harmony. And that's what we're doing. Okay, so blessings and much success with all your work. Bye bye.
Yeah. Bye.